This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez as we continue our independent journey to truth, no matter where it leads. Thank you for joining us. Hey, one of the things that kind of slipped, and I apologize to you, was when we were talking with Rebecca Nellis and Kathy Flora, I want to make sure you had the website for more information there, because not only to study, but also to be encouraged if you're dealing with cancer and you'd like some more information, and to hear the stories of survivors and how they have stayed active in the workplace, how important it is, and there might even be some employers who need some support and information on this issue as well. Just go to cancerandcareers.org. That's cancerandcareers.org. All the information is right there. As we were just talking with Andrea Kay about John Conyers and his godlike syndrome, and thinking that he was you weren't going to fire him. He was going to leave when he said he was going to leave. Nobody was going to preempt that. Listen to this announcement here.
And I am very proud of the fact that I am the Dean of the Congress, and that I will continue to. Oh yes, I'm in the process of putting my retirement plans together, and I will have more about that very soon.
Congressman, okay, I want to get some clarity here, and I think I do have it, but for the record, for those who may not have understood or heard what you said, is that you're very confident in your legacy. You are today, at this time, at this moment, in this period, preparing for your retirement, a date in which you are not prepared to announce at this moment.
Yes, I thank you for helping me get this into focus. I am retiring today, and I want everyone to know how much I appreciate the support, the incredible, undiminished support I've received across the years from my supporters, not only in my district, but across the country as well.
So, people, you have it here on the Mildred Gatta Show. You heard it here. Congressman Conyers announces his retirement as of today. He has also said during this interview he is supporting his son, John Conyers III, to replace him. Congressman, as you exit this interview, do you still maintain that the allegations that have been leveled against you are false?
And no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't find a clip that had that.
You couldn't have the answer,
but
of course...
Every clip I found, that's right where they all...
That's where it stops, huh? Okay, so I guess you have to join us next season for the details, right? This is the John Conyers cliffhanger.
I tried for about 20 minutes this morning to find another one. I tried to find the actual show, the clip of the show to see if I could pull it out of there. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Interesting.
So I have no idea what his answer was there.
Well, obviously he was laboring a bit. He was in, speaking to this radio show host in Detroit from his hospital bed, and making the announcement that this wasn't going to be a retirement down the road. I mean, as of today, which would have been yesterday, his retirement for Congress amid sexual harassment accusations, and of course you can only imagine how he responded to that answer, no doubt the way he's always responded to that answer. But meanwhile, the accusers keep piling in for John Conyers. And as I mentioned earlier, there was a report this morning, I believe it was in Drudge, that, there was even a violation in church. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? In church? Of course, this is a report, all right? And so take it for what it's worth. But, and this is all part of the problem with, anything that has to do with any kind of sexual abuse. It can get extreme. It can be overreported, as some have suggested, not exactly right, but the general tone and suggestion is hard to refute. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez live here with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. As we've been telling you, Keith Kaufler is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about his brand new book, Bannon, Always the Rebel. Keith, an award-winning reporter who's covered four presidents, the founder, editor of White House Dossier, which covers the executive branch. He is the former senior editor of the Washington Examiner and author of this book, Bannon, Always the Rebel. Keith, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, David Horowitz, author of The Big Agenda, says by now everyone in America knows Steve Bannon, the force of nature who has shaped the Trump presidency more than anyone except Trump himself. So if you want to know what's behind that force of nature, if you want to know Steve Bannon, the man, this is the indispensable book for you. What an endorsement, huh?
Oh, yeah. That was great to get that from David. Very generous of him.
Well, as we know, Bannon did help engineer one of the greatest upsets in political history, the election of Donald J. Trump as president of the United States. For you, you know, right there in the belly of the beast on the Beltway, you felt that, you know, people needed to have some understanding of Bannon because a lot about him has been kept in the realm of the mystery, mainly because of the mainstream media.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that, you know, David's quote that you mentioned is really what I tried to do with the book. You know, I was offered to take a look at Bannon. I was offered the biography. And before I did that, I did some research to sort of see for myself what he was about. And I realized that, you know, a lot of what gets said about him is caricature, basically, that he is portrayed as the sort of, you know, Saturday Night Live as the devil behind Donald Trump and as a racist and so forth. And so, you know, I wanted to understand him better and understand his thinking. And that was what the book was devoted to. It's less of a who, you know, stab who behind the back type of book and more about like, what does Bannon stand for? What is he trying to do for Americans? What is his ideology? And, you know, what does he think? What are going to be the consequences for average people of the things that he is trying to do and why they should like him or potentially dislike him. So I wanted to get beneath, you know, the caricatures that's out there. And I just found a very fascinating person as I got to know him.
Yeah, he has quite the background, as you realized, as you studied him a little bit deeper and got outside of the punditry and, you know, and I think the scare tactics and, as you say, the caricature of how Steve Bannon has been presented. what did you discover that surprised you about Steve Bannon?
Well, I guess there were several things. I mean, the first thing is just how knowledgeable he is. He, you know, since a young age, you know, there's a story in the book about, you know, his siblings told me that he would, you know, once every week or every couple of weeks, a box would arrive in the house, and it would be a box of books for Steve, and he would just race upstairs and just start reading through them. So, you know, he was a bookworm from a very early age, although he was also kind of a tough fighter also at an early age. It's kind of a contradiction in a way. But, you know, what I found is that, you know, when you talk to him, he is able to cite all kinds of works of history. A friend of his told me that he could tell you about any major battle that the United States had. Really since the Revolutionary War. His knowledge of even Roman history, Greek history, even American sociologists who have been writing recently, you know, the things that he is doing is based on a knowledge of the country and of the thinking behind the country's culture that I hadn't understood. So that was one of the major things that surprised me. This isn't just sort of a guy who's looking for power or looking to inflict a political ideology on someone. It's a person who has been reading and thinking for a very long time and understands what he wants to do.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that out, Keith, because I've been impressed whenever you hear him talk. He speaks with such depth that it's not just a cursory knowledge. I mean, some people can enter politics and have a cursory knowledge of certain topics and that sort of thing, and they go, okay, but he goes deep, and you come away, at least I have come away in hearing him thinking, wow, he knows what he's talking about, and the way he connects the dots with history and how he's bringing it into the modern era is impressive.
Yeah, it is. You know, it was funny when everybody was objecting to him being on the National Security Council, you know, and I, you know, that was before I had interviewed him and I saw that, and then they kind of threw him off of there, but he was, he told me that casually he would attend the meetings anyway. But when you look at, you know, when you talk to him and you realize his knowledge of the sort of, the way the world works and the geostrategic position of various countries, whether it's China, Russia, and so forth, and how he can relate that to what they're doing now and what has happened in history, you realize that his knowledge has to so far exceed that of some of the, you know, maybe not McMaster, but some of the younger people that you hear about on the National Security Council. He just does understand how countries interact with each other and what the history is, and was completely qualified. And and also he was in the Navy for 6 years. I mean, just was completely qualified to have been a national security advisor.
Well, you sense with him that there's passion, certainly, but it's backed with intelligence. It's not an empty passion, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, that's the funny thing about him. And it's kind of a rare combination. You know, there are a lot of passionate people out there, and then there are sort of the Ivy League types, Ivy Tower types, rather, who have a lot of knowledge but never do anything about it. He is a formidable sort of figure in that he both possesses a knowledge and an ideology and an ability to argue on behalf of his positions, and he has the energy and drive and even sometimes the ruthlessness to try to move his positions into, you know, to convince people in power to adopt his positions and convince average Americans to agree with him. So it's kind of an interesting and very formidable combination, I think.
Well, what I have found is you get the intellectuals, the academics that were, you know, I guess they were pretty prevalent in the previous administration. Academia reigned quite abundantly in the previous administration. With Bannon, he's intellectual, but he doesn't necessarily stay connected to the theoretical. I don't hear a lot of theoretical miracle and possibility with him. I mean, when he says something, it's based on empirical evidence, it would appear. Yeah. Maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but this has just been my impression.
Right, and I think, you know, one place, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, because he's already thought it through, so he knows what he wants. Unlike a lot of people who maybe they have some education, maybe they have done some studying, and they have an idea of what they want, but then they vacillate because they haven't come to conclusions. And what he has done is come to conclusions.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org. Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day and sharing some time with Keith Koffler, the award-winning reporter. And we're talking about his latest book, Bannon, Always the Rebel. As you were saying earlier before the break, Keith, that the previous administration spent a lot of time thinking about it because I felt like they operated so much in the realm of the theoretical. And, in this current administration, and certainly as represented with one Steve Bannon, you get the impression that, it's time to process information, but it's also time to come to a decision. And Bannon seems to be one who, in the idea of the Myers-Briggs quotient of a judger and a processor, he processes quickly, but when it's time to judge, he's got a decision that he's made up and is pretty solid and backed with evidence.
Yes, I think that's right, and that's why you saw some very quick decisions early on. You know, on the orders related to the travel ban, which at first didn't work out, but then eventually I think was basically accepted by the Supreme Court. There was another order that was less well known, which he's also equally proud of, on immigration, which expressed that the administration was going to get serious about ending things like catch and release and so forth. And, that decreased the amount of illegal immigration into the country. So I think there is, has been a sense of decisiveness with Trump and Bannon and when Bannon was in the White House. You know, where they've obviously fallen down, though, is in, so far at least, in their ability to get Congress to do some things, and of course that is a great bastion of indecisiveness, especially it seems like with Republicans leading it seems like the Democrats are much better at knocking all their troops into line than the Republicans are.
Exactly. They cannot seem to understand that they've got a president who's willing to sign legislation where previously for 8 years they had one that there was no way they were going to get anything signed. And it's just like, wait a minute, hello, did you guys not get the memo? You know who got elected in November? Speaking of which, let's go back, Keith. Does Donald J. Trump get elected president without Steve Bannon?
That's a very good question. I think that you mean in 2020 potentially?
No. I'm talking in 2016. Does he get elected? Yeah. Is he the president of the United States without Steve Bannon?
Yeah. I really believe that he's not. And of course, Trump wouldn't want to hear that. He doesn't like to think that that it was anything other than him. And of course, the most important factor in that election was Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. However, what Bannon did during the election was he kept Trump completely focused on this populist message, on this message that he is fighting for the working class, that he is fighting for to limit trade, on immigration, these messages that were going to appeal to the middle class base that had to elect Trump, and that Hillary was the establishment, that Hillary was old hat, and that Trump was an agent of change. And what Bannon told me was that was the whole purpose, and he repeated that endlessly to Trump. When Trump had when the video came out, the Act of Hollywood video came out, and even Trump said to Bannon, do you think this is looking kind of bad? Do you think? And Bannon said no. I don't know what he thought inside, but he told Trump, no, you stick to your message, you stick to this populist message, you will get elected. I believe it is what elected him. These are the voters: Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Michigan. These are the voters that ultimately came out and elected him. If they didn't stick ruthlessly and relentlessly to this message, I don't think Trump would have gotten elected.
Well, it's the challenge that I found. And for many years, I consulted many chief executive officers across the country, and I told them the number one thing they needed to do was keep banging the drum of the mission. And, and that can get boring, sometimes. Yeah. CEOs love to create, and they're sometimes it's like herding cats, with many personalities.
Right.
And, and you talk about Bannon being the rebel. I mean, here he is. Maybe it took one to work with one, because Donald Trump is he would go off off somewhere and it took Bannon to bring him back to say, wait a minute, here's the focus, right?
Yes, and that's the thing about Bannon is that the book's called Always the Rebel, and he is always the rebel, but he is always the rebel with a cause.
Yes.
He's not just it is within his personality to be rebellious for sure, But even his sister was telling me at one point, you know, he always had something that he was fighting for. Mm-hmm. And what in addition to being a rebel, he's unusual in that he is very disciplined. I mean, he got off drinking and hasn't had a drink in 20 years. And he is someone who, you know, if he's found that cause to be rebellious about, he will stick to it and just fight for it like a tiger. And that's what he's going to be doing, I think, over the next 5, even 10 years trying to change the Republican Party. He's not going to deviate from that. Mm-hmm.
Keith, you know, after the first week of Donald Trump being in the Oval Office, he came out of the Rose Garden. I can still picture the look on his face. It was a look of shocked reality when he said to the press, he goes, "This is really messed up. It's worse." You know, the sense was, "This is worse than I even expected." It reminded me in, you know, as I mentioned, I consulted many businesses, and I went through an era with one category in particular that went through a lot of Chapter 11s and 7s, and and you'd see attorneys that would come in, and they'd look at the books, and they'd have that look of, oh, my, it's metastasized, it's cancerous. Yeah. You just got to seal the body up and call it a day, you know. And that's what you had this sense. And I'm wondering for Steve Bannon himself, what in his grip of reality, now he's in the belt, in the Oval Office with the President of the United States. How did this adjust his reality to how much trouble the United States of America is in?
I mean, I think I remember that moment, and that was a big moment for me too. Trump came out. It might have been in the East Room, and he said it's a mess. You know what this guy basically, because obviously it seemed at that point he'd gotten a lot more briefings on the actual state of the country, whether it's national security or economics, and he said, "I was left a mess," as you're saying. And so I think that, you know, I mean, for Bannon, you know, Bannon tends to look at the upside of things, and for him, well, then there's a lot of work to do and a lot that can be corrected, and given that there's so much that needs to be changed, it gives him even more of a chance to implement the type of policies that I think he wants to establish for the country.
What happened for Steve Bannon when he decided that he could help Donald Trump more on the outside than the inside? What occurred?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think it's not completely clear with that, because it does depend on who you talk to. I mean, I talked to Bannon about it, and, you know, and I think he was, you know, giving me a little bit more of the bright side of it than maybe was exactly right. It was really both things. You know, he was hated by a lot of people in the White House, obviously, and that's well known. And so there was pressure on him to leave. Also, the new chief of staff, General Kelly, came in, and that completely restricted Bannon's access to President Trump. So there were, you know, from the standpoint of people trying to force him out, and I think Kelly didn't want him there either. There was that. But Bannon was always planning to leave, I think, by the end of the year.
Right, that's what I understood as well.
That his time there was going to be limited, and that he would eventually probably annoy enough people or just feel frustrated enough himself that he would want to go on the outside. So it was really both. He probably left a little bit earlier than he had planned, but he was still planning to leave pretty soon. And, you know,
he could see the exit door.
Yes. He saw the exit door, but he was also kind of strolling toward it, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, you might put it. And I think he feels that he can be very effective where he is, because after all, you know, Trump makes a lot of phone calls, you know, after General Kelly goes home and Ivanka goes home, and Trump is still there, and he gets on the phone and calls people like Bannon, and so he's still basically advising him.
Well, Keith, congratulations on the book and revealing, you know, and giving us some inside look into this incredible rebel, as you say, with a cause, not without a cause, but with a cause, Steve Bannon. As we wrap this up, we got about 20 seconds. What do you want people to take away?
I guess I want them to take away that this is not just, I guess as we sort of began, it's just not just someone who is trying to hurt people. You know, he believes he's not anti-Hispanic. He wants more Hispanics in the Republican Party, but he believes the way to do that is to convince them of his populist message. And the same thing with African Americans. He wants more of them in the Republican Party. He's not this racist sort of caricature that people think. It's a well-thought-out philosophy that he believes is good for all people.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you'll love the book. You'll love finding out more about Steve Bannon, always the rebel, Keith Koppler, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you so much. Hey.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bill Martinez live.
No, I want to let you shoot right under cover, and I should do it with my laser rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
No!
Wow. What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, as independent as you like us and just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Poor Ralphie. And, you know, just a reminder of all the great movies that we have to enjoy this holiday season. Welcome back. This is the place that we've never been afraid to say Merry Christmas to you, okay? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Daniel Garza joins us. A little bit of his background. It's been a while since we've had him on, but I will remind you, he began his public career, service career as a congressional staff assistant for U.S. Congressman Richard Hastings. In 2001, he was tapped by George W. Bush administration to serve as Deputy Director of External and Intergovernmental Affairs in the Office of the Secretary of the Department of Interior, was appointed in 2004 to Associate Director of the Office of Public Liaison in the White House. Today, the Executive Director of the Libra Initiative, Daniel Garza. Welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, Mr. Martinez. Thank you so much again for the invitation.
Oh, no, Daniel, please. And please call me Bill. You know, you and I mean, we're compadres here, man.
You got it, Bill.
We gotta hang in here, man, fighting the good fight here on behalf of the people to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. But I want to get your read on tax reform. A lot being put out there. Nancy Pelosi says, oh my gosh, this is Armageddon. I mean, she had to bring God into the situation here. So now we have Armageddon with tax reform. What's the reality of tax reform as you see it here, Daniel?
Yeah, well, I disagree with Nancy Pelosi. It won't be the last time. But look, I feel that the most important action we can take to promote economic growth, mm-hmm. increase jobs and prosperity, wages and opportunity for people, and really improve America's competitive standing in the world is by easing tax burdens on employers and employees alike. And so we need to pass substantial, bold tax reform. It's just necessary for America.
I think the opportunity for the Beltway here, Daniel, and you know better than I do, I mean, you've worked there, so you know how it goes, is that the vision that has been cast by our chief executive officer, President Donald Trump, is one for growth and opportunity. And already just on the horizon and the mere articulation of that vision has got people excited. I mean, people are dreaming big dreams again about every bank I speak with says, Bill, you know, small business activity has gone up exponentially. It looks rather bright. We look at the stock market. It may hit 25,000 this week. It's incredible the numbers that have been happening. Unemployment all-time low, may set a record as well. GDP, of which they said the president would never hit 3. They laughed at him. They laughed at him like they laughed at Mitt Romney when he said Russia was our biggest enemy. And of course, now it's a different story a couple of years later with some experience and the truth being out there. But they laughed, made fun of the president, and now we've had 2 quarters, even as we deal with some major natural disasters like 2 hurricanes, and we're at 3.3. Most incredible that this would happen within the first year. So the toll number of the wins and the positive things that I believe that we're looking at stand in the face of all this negativity and words like Armageddon.
Bill, nothing upsets me more than when the left diminishes the importance of what it means to have increases in productivity. Mm-hmm. We got to help get America back to over 3% GDP growth or higher. And of course, that would then result in increased wages and increased jobs and increased opportunities. We've grown weary of minus 2% growth. That
right.
is not normal.
Exactly.
You know, today, you know, we focus on the Latino community. There's 4 million Latino businesses that need relief. Mm-hmm. And that's important because only 50% of small businesses that are owned by minorities survive past 5 years, and only a
right.
third survives past 10 years. And a lot of that has to do with the imposition of so much government regulation and rules and taxation.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Daniel, because the Latino community is so misrepresented and mischaracterized in some regards. At the very heart of the Latino community is this this culture that we were raised with, Daniel, that, you know, we've never been afraid of hard work. We've worked hard. We've worked our butts off. We are producers. And it galls me when some of these people try to put the Latino community in some sort of monolithic block of some sort in order to advance their agenda. That is not true. We are hardworking
people.
Not at all. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, what's important here, Bill, to understand is that the U.S. Latino community is the wealthiest Latino community in the world. There are 15 million of us who make over $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
We're 60,000, so that means there's 45 million who also need tax relief, who also need a break, who also need help with their small businesses and you know, reaching that point of sustainability. And the left, what they've done is crammed government down their throats and dependency and more government programs that do not help lift Latinos and get them on that, you know, path towards economic prosperity. And so what we're saying is, you know, we believe in the Latino community and their skills and their talents, and we believe in our free market and the free enterprise system to lift them. We know that is the case because we've seen it throughout the arc of history.
Exactly, especially Latinos that have just come from other countries here recent, maybe first, second generation. They do not forget easily what it was like in their country of birth. And they come here to the United States because of liberty, because they have a fair shot to realize this dream that wakes them up in the middle of the night and has them out there working hard, providing for their families, educating their children, being positive contributors to the American dream and this great American experiment. And we're grateful for that. My dad was, and his father before him, felt the same way. And this is what we were taught as kids growing up, you know, a family of nine kids, you know, that, you get what you give, you work hard. You go in, you put an honest day's work, and go ahead and dream big dreams is what my dad used to always say to us.
Amen. Look, but what's happening right now is that there's no greater contributor to a rigged economy than the U.S. tax code, and that's tripping up a lot of people, a lot of folks who want to, improve their lot in life. And tax reform is Washington's opportunity to unrig it. We feel very strongly about that. 72% of Americans believe that our economy is rigged to the advantage of the rich and the powerful. And, you know, this plan lets hardworking Americans keep more of what they earn and treats taxpayers fairly. It also, I think, makes U.S. companies more competitive worldwide, and it attracts new companies and businesses to our country. So, you know, we have to remove incentives for U.S. companies to move capital and operations and jobs overseas. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're thrilled about this plan. You know, obviously it has issues that has to be ironed out. It could be better. But where we're at right now, we feel very satisfied and very pleased that this is a pro-growth plan.
Well, compared to what we went through 8 years earlier, this is a grand step forward, right? And so the opportunity that I mentioned to you earlier, because you've been there and you know the inner workings, and as you just said, is that we have to stay vigilant on it to realize the dream and vision that Donald Trump has for tax reform, that it is growth driven, even though some others want to look at the glass half empty. He's looking at it half full and projecting, hope and prosperity and the good things that every American has been lacking for the last 8 years. So the opportunity is, let's get this thing passed. Let's stay vigilant. Let's make sure that it does realize the full benefit and vision of what this president and what a lot of us are hoping it can be. But if we think that, hey, look, we're going to leave it up to Congress, let them pass it, and then let the politicians and the lobbyists handle this thing, then it's going to get twisted and bent out of shape and not be the tax reform that America expects and is calling for, right?
Indeed. Look, I think if there's one thing that Donald Trump knows, the president understands business, and he also understands history. Mm-hmm. And in the past, you know, when Kennedy cut taxes, when Reagan cut taxes, when Bush cut taxes, we saw a massive growth in GDP. We saw massive growth in
jobs,
wages,
right,
in revenue as well,
right,
and in
exactly.
jobs. So that's exactly what we're expecting with this tax plan.
Our conversation continues with Daniel Garza on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live and very, very, very independent, as you can tell.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with the executive director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel Garza is with us. Daniel, hasn't been since the OJ trial, when there was a decision that came down that was so disruptive across this country. And I've said on the show, boy, I haven't heard so much flashback since the OJ trial as the decision that came down in the Kate Steinle murder case. But the big difference here, and I haven't seen it, is that where you had the black community coming out in numbers cheering the decision, I'm not seeing the Latino community coming out in mass celebrating this Steinle murder decision.
This is a shocker to everybody. I think this is a jolt to the U.S. justice system. What they felt was a slam dunk. Turns out, I don't know if it was just shoddy legal defense here or prosecution. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this sent shockwaves across America and to a lot of people. And look, the political ramifications here is that folks are going to get, I think, tougher on sanctuary cities and not allow for this. You have to allow law enforcement, local officials, and federal officials share information. At the end of the day, it's also the immigrant community that are in danger from these criminals who commit violent acts, exactly. Of course, you know, Americans too, but you know, they're the ones who reside in immigrant communities, and they are the ones who are most vulnerable too, and they have to step up and be involved in this.
And this has been tough, as you say, for the immigrant community to stand up against this, because they're the first ones to be objectified, you know, whether it's in, you know, drug running or sex solicitation, these kind of things. Because when you are here as an illegal, as you and I have discussed before, Daniel, where can they go? I mean, there's no protection under the law for them.
They are vulnerable. And you know what the tragedy here is that the left misrepresents them. You know, like, for example, DACA. DACA has support, but the left is demanding it's their way or the highway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know that Obama's intractability showed us that it's going to be the highway. And,
yes.
You know, Republicans and Democrats have to reach consensus. And Democrats do not get to define what, you know, DACA legislation is or immigration legislation is. They both do. They have to come together. This is not a Democrat majority. They got to learn when to be pragmatic. And instead, all they do is hurl insults and hateful labels. And who suffers because of it? The immigrant community.
Exactly. Well, the fact of the matter is we're dealing with DACA right now because it is the result of the sins of both parties that have been going on for a long time for varying different motivations. Here we are today with a broken immigration system. And, you know, the president talks about super vetting. I just say, why don't you just vet? We got laws in place. We've got excellent immigration laws in place. It's just that, like everything else, people want to break the law. And like in this particular case with this illegal immigrant that was here who killed Kate Stanley, you know, he's a 6-7 time felon. And, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, what were we going to wait for the 10th felony to finally make sure he stayed out? And, of course, now, you've got the federal government coming in and saying, we're pressing charges against him. So he could be facing 50, 70 years, of prison time as a result of what he did there in San Francisco.
No, absolutely. So obviously something has to be done in this individual case. But, you know, with respect to policy, you talked about different motivations. It just blew my mind that candidate Hillary Clinton would say that I am going to go beyond Barack Obama on executive action. It's already in the courts. It's already been shot down. And you want to go further? And that just, of course, exposes the fact that they're not interested in real reform. They're not interested in viable policy. They just want to distance themselves from any kind of, you know, a reasonable policy where folks can come together on, where Americans can agree. They want to take the extreme and then point to the other side as being intractable and hateful and, you know, bigots and whatever. Let's get to solutions. I know we can do that. But when you take such an extreme position, you know, of course, you're going to distance yourself away from where America is at. And you know, you just see that on the left, and it's so frustrating, you know, that they're not really seeking answers. All they want to do is politicize the situation.
Yeah, without a doubt, and it's a continual waste of money. I mean, hey, this is our tax money. This is what we're paying for. And even illegals, I mean, they talk about how they're contributing to the coffers of this government. Yes, that may be the case, but what a big waste of money that we're putting right down the black hole and the drain here, pursuing things that really do not advance the cause legitimately. And you bring up a good point here, Daniel. I want people to really catch this in terms of the misrepresentation of the Latino community. Most Latinos that I speak with are not ideologically fixed. They're very well grounded in their politics. They may not want to talk about it because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to fight. You know, they just want to sit around. I mean, you know, when they're engaging and with people and it's about relationship. Hey, let's play the guitar. Let's have a beer. Let's have a good time. Here, have a churro, a tortilla, you know. But I mean, it's not about all this, this crazy political stuff that gets, off the rails here. What bothers me is the misrepresentation of the community.
Absolutely. The left would like everybody to think that all Latinos care about is leftist politics and just on the issue of immigration. Look, Latinos are like all other Americans. We care about the economy, about education, about health care, about national security and immigration and border security when it comes to immigration, too. So you know, here's the thing. They also think a lot of folks have the false notion that that the Latino vote is baked into the left. It is not. And I'll give you a quick example. In Colorado, This was a state that Barack Obama won by 65% in 2008, and then he won it by 85% in 2012. Mm-hmm. Michael Bennett, the Democrat senator, won it 90% of the Latino vote. And then Cory Gardner comes around in 2014 and runs for the U.S. Senate as a Republican and engages the Latino community on the economy, on education, on health care, you know, all these issues that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And he got 45% of the Latino vote, totally turned it around. And that's because, you know, he informed the community and engaged with them directly. And you just have to do the hard work, and Latinos are going to respond.
What other issues? I wanted to give you an opportunity to address the key issues in the Latino community right now that they're targeting.
Yeah, so for us, the economy is a big deal. School choice, and, you know, when it comes to education, is also a big deal. You know, parents, you know, they care about, you know, the educational system that is keeping their kids, you know, from you know, a position better in the marketplace. Look, mm-hmm. you need certain tools. You need to be a value in the marketplace in order to move up the economic ladder. And a lot of schools are failing to do that. And, you know, so we've been very involved at the state level, doing a lot of lobbying across the country in the state legislatures to get school choice options done. And we've received massive support from the Latino community. It's over 70% support for that.
Wow,
and then
right.
obviously tax reform, you know, done right, we can get lower rates, more yeah. certainty, higher wages, and millions of jobs like I was talking about. And then that's economic growth for the Latino community. And we want that too. You know, to have a thriving America, you need a thriving Latino community. And to
exactly.
have a thriving Latino community, you need a thriving America. And so mm-hmm. we need to get involved on these kind of issues that are going to be important for our children.
Right. It is a symbiotic relationship, no doubt about it. The thing that is surprising to me is how, in the face of the empirical evidence, you know, you cited JFK, Ronald Reagan, even with Bill Clinton, when a positive was changes were made about tax reform, entitlements, welfare, you know, those sort of things. We've had positive outcomes, but yet how quickly they're ignored and set to the wayside in order to, I think, get desperate to get a vote. It's kind of like a musician. Instead of practicing the scales, they decide to distort the sound and just make it louder.
There's no question that there are leftist partisan hacks who would actually prefer that this tax plan fail, that we actually not produce growth, not produce jobs, not produce higher wages for purely partisan reasons. And it is irresponsible, and you know, you see it in their eyes almost sometimes
yes.
when they talk about these tax plans. It, like you say, in the face of what has been historically proven, that when people have more money in their pockets, they innovate more, they commerce more, they trade more, they create real growth, not government programs, but real products and services that are being delivered and imported, and they increase, you know, wage demand and labor. It boggles the mind.
Well, the other thing to look at, too, that people are not talking about here, they talk about it in a restricted sort of manner, and that is the global impact. A stronger America makes for a stronger world. America's citizens, they raise the bar. They start being more productive. Guess what happens to the rest of the world, Daniel?
Bill, if you make $36,000 a year, you are part of the world's wealthiest 1%, according to the World Bank. And half of the world's 1% reside in America. We are a wealthy nation because of our free market system. 86% of our millionaires are self-made. That's important for people to understand. That means they've generated their own wealth. They didn't inherit it. They
right.
created it. But it's because we have a system that allows for that. I mean, we're 5% of the world's population, but we have one-third of the world's millionaires.
Yeah.
Again, that's because of our free market system, and we have to defend it. But it also requires that we stop drawing so much money and so much wealth from the private sector and sending it over to where it's non-productive in the government.
You know, without a doubt, we start, rewarding positive behavior, growth behavior. That's what we'll get. And this is what Donald Trump brings to the discussion. And, many of us are very hopeful with this, and we look forward to tax reform that will be realized and beneficial for all concerned. Daniel Garza, the executive director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Look forward to having you back, as always. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas, huh?
Very Merry Christmas as well. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you. It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com.